I used to ride him, and I used to flatten a packet of woodbines out. They were 5 penny. I used to flatten them out and send them to in the letter, because they wanted particular ones down there, because you couldn't buy woodbines in America.
Ah.
I used to love, because they were real loaded cigarettes that time of day, woodbines were. Yeah. Well, tobacco, the first lot of tobacco I had was I bought the top shop over here with it, and I said, well, Mr. Tebbit had it, and Mr. Hard used to live in that house where they've been doing up across the road, you know. He lived there, he worked in there, and I went there one morning, I said, I want 1/2 ounce of Elders tobacco, Mr. Hard. He said, what for? I said, I want to smoke it, because your Uncle Fred, great Uncle Fred Chapman, I said, you heard of him,
yeah.
He used to have a nose warmer. Play 5 minutes, 10 minutes long as that, you know, and they used to, and I said, and a clay pipe and a box of matches. So I had 1/2 ounce of Ilse's tobacco and a clay pipe and a box of matches, they were top and save me. And I only remember him, he said, you put half a pound of coconut squares, they were great big square coconut and sweets, they were tuppence a pound.
Tuppence a pound?
Yeah.
God.
You wouldn't get about 14 or 15 for a pound. They were great big heavy things. Yeah. Oh, you could buy biscuits then for a pound.
Oh, that's cheap, wasn't it?
Yes, I remember one harvest time we were carting some corn home. An old lady down the road here, I know Ann Pope, and you know where Georgie Russell lives now,
yeah.
See how they was built. We were carting our corn away from Grundy Fen, and we stopped, she went in the top shop, and she got us 1/2 pound of dear biscuits. Her biscuits were sweets on one side, you know, fours. She got us a bag of them, we eat them, went down at Grundy Fen. And I told them different, they were down there.
Mm. Everything was much cheaper, weren't it?
Well, I used to carry my mother's baskets Friday nights, go shopping uptown. You'd get a basket full of stuff for 4 shillings, bacon. You'd buy bacon, 4 and 7 a pound.
4 and 7 a pound? Yeah. God, dear.
Yeah. Yes, you could. Well, we used to buy these here chitlins, you know, pigs in intestines. Used to go to the butchers and fetch them 6 months for a whole set. Much you could carry in a pail.
Gran talks about them.
Eh?
Gran Freeman talks about them.
Lovely, that. I like them better than anything.
That one they used to kill the pigs.
Yeah. Yes. Your great-grandmother, she never had to kill a pig. She never had to kill a poor pig, because I used to... The last war, I said, well, look, I'm going to kill the fat pig. She says, you mean, I'll be wasting. I said, no, it won't. I said, I'm going to say Aunt Lily for him, and I just called her Aunt Lily. And I went down there and see her, and I said, I want a recipe. I'm going to kill the pig. And she gave me the same recipe. Yeah, I had it too. She didn't used to use, some people used to use a lot of stout. One thing, unless she didn't used to use that, she used to use salt and saltpeter. No saltpeter, bay salt. And she gave me this, and I killed the sea pig, and the hams I took to eat and have them smoked. And the chap, he says to me, what's your recipe? And I told him, and he said, well, they're the cleanest lot I've ever seen. I said, well, I used to work for that lady when I was a boy, that recipe come from. And because of Willie also used to have, they used to kill 2 or 3 pigs. When one were finished, they used to have another one. Poor Arthur, you know, your granddad. also remember him when he wanted to be on that when I worked there. I remember when I come out of Africa, I bought lots of bankroll with me, which you could buy it on the boat, duty free, you know, and I used to buy these tins of sailor cut bloke in tins, quarter pen tins, and I got some sailors square tobacco, what they used to chew. I got nine of that, and I sat down one night and cut some up and asked my mother for a self-rising bag. They were linen bags with a string on and what they used to self-rising plywood. And I filled that full of tobacco, cut up and mixed it up and took down to your great-grandfather Freeman's. And when I walked in, he said, "What have you got there, Dreeny?" I said, "You could all just call me Dreeny." I said, "Sample barley." He said, "You don't ever run the barley, you don't know how to grow last year." I said, No, we didn't. This dog didn't grow, and I swear I was cool. He said, "I was never one who was long to live." And that did last him a long while. Oh, well. Because my brother worked there, you know, he got killed. My brother worked there after I joined the army. That night when I went down there, poor Arthur, soon everybody seen me burst in tears. Yes, there were 10 of us, family, 5 boys and 5 girls, and there was the Allsops, there was 10 of them, and there was the Angels, there was 10 of them. And there was the Howards, there were 10 of them, you know, Johnny O's.
Yeah.
And we all lived within 100 yards of one another, down the road. Every year.
Cure.
I remember when I went to Woolburton, because we used to have to go in for a labour certificate then, leave school, you know. And I went to Woolburton and passed out. And the schoolmaster, because he was a very good schoolmaster, Mr. Miles was. And he come down and see my father one night, and he says, "Tom," he says, "you're not going to let that boy leave school." He said, "Look at these little males around the table." He said, "There were 10 of us there." He said, "There's only me, breadwinner." He says, "Of course we can do the money." He said, so I left. Yeah. A wonderful man, Mr. Miles was. Wonderful man. Oh, yeah. He had a letter from a Brigadier General MacLean, Wimbledon Common. He was a general in the East Command during the war. I went in front of him one day to, because they want me to go to the Officers Training Corps, and I wouldn't. And I had to go in front of him, and he wrote to Miles. He asked me what school I went to. I said, "Only an ordinary elementary school." And he wrote to him, and old Miles, he wrote back to him. And he went down to see my father. So I had a letter from the Brigadier General there about your boy. He says, and I've written back, I've told him all his good points, he'll find his bad ones there. But I wouldn't go. I went in front on him, but I wouldn't go. I said, "No, I'm not going. I'm not going to waste my money on officers training corps." I said to officers, "Mess, because every month you owe a bill, you know, to pay for mess services in the army."
Ah.
Of course, that's when I was, well, took 1915.
You know, you're tall, aren't you?
Hey?
You're tall.
Oh, perfect 11 and a half then. I ain't tall now.
Cure. When was that photograph taken?
1915. I was 25 then.
What's the two stripes? What's that?
Corporal.
Corporal. That's fairly high up, isn't it?
No, I was sergeant high on that. I was a sergeant for about three or four weeks after that. I never did come on a private. When I went in the army, first time I come on, I got one stripe, and the second time I come on, I got two, and the third time I come on, I got three.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was 6 months a day then.
You know, that ain't a lot, is it? Sixpence?
Well, they kept you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so. Mm. Was the food good?
Fairly good, yeah. Quite good, you got down that time of day, because you see, we come home poor homes. And, yeah.
Did you have your own guns?
No, army provided them.
They were army ones.
Yeah. There ain't a gun there.
No.
That's a swagger stick. That's my own uniform, I bought that. Because we weren't allowed to wear breeches in the army. So I had that uniform made. I had it made in Putney.
Ah.
Yeah. I weighed 13 stone then.
That's fairly big, isn't it?
Yeah. When I come on my staff, you're weight 8 stone 9.
You lost some weight then.
I had a lot of fever. Fever and dysentery. Yeah. Yes, I run on place here there.
Now, Jack has lived in the village of Streatham ever since the day he was born, and that was 74 years ago. And so, understandably, in this interview, he told us about the hard times that he'd endured, life that was very hard in those days. He was a foreman for one of the big farms around Streatham, and a most interesting interview myself and Errol had with Jack. First of all, Jack, you were born in Streatham.
Born in Streatham, yes.
You've lived here all your life.
Lived all my life, yes.
Yeah. And whereabouts were you born in the village?
Reed Street.
In Reed Street?
Reed Street, yes.
In a, not a normal house, was it?
No, a biggish house.
Yeah.
Yes, the pub. You know the pub.
Yeah, and what was the pub called?
Crown.
The Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long did you live in the Crown?
I was 39, I think, when I got married. So I had 40 years there.
40
years, yeah.
Yeah, and how much was beer then?
Well, top was a pint.
Top was a pint.
Top was a pint, yeah.
Was it a lot stronger in those days?
Well,
would you say? Did it have a bigger kick to it?
No, I don't think so, not a lot, no. I think that beer's better down the then. Well, I've eyed on lately, but...
Because it was in the village at this present moment...
Well, they say there ain't no bad beer, there's some better than other, you see.
Yeah. That's right. In the village at the moment, there's two pubs. And
yes, right.
The Red Lion and the Checkers. Yeah. There was quite a few other pubs there, wasn't there?
Yes, there was the Sun.
Yeah.
White Lawn.
Yeah.
I mustn't say the Checkers, can I?
No.
White Lawn.
There was Moulton
Hops.
You told me, yeah.
And the White Horse.
Yeah. And then there was a new Red Lawn, wasn't
new
there?
Red Lawn, yeah. Down Green End. And
Was there any other pumping station in those days?
One down the wooden bridge,
mm-hmm.
Yes, at the Cold Bridge House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And an off licence.
No, an off licence cell, a man named Sennett kept that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there was.
There was a public.
I missed one yet, yeah.
That was the Morgan's public house, wasn't it? We don't really know.
The Morgan's public house at the top of the village.
The Bell.
Was it?
The Bell.
Bell. Bell, that's the Bell. Yeah.
And the village wasn't. What? Would it be, what, half the size it is today?
Yes, it'd be quite half, yes. Quite half the size it is
so
there, yeah.
So it had a fair number of pubs?
Pubs, yes. A lot of pubs.
Yeah.
And were all the local people then known to each other?
Yes, you knew everybody. Years. You knew everybody years ago,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But now we don't know half of them.
No.
No, yeah. We don't know half of them, yeah.
And in them days, I suppose there was a lot of cousins and brothers interrelated,
yeah.
Were they?
Well, I used to marry villagers then, they didn't go out half like they did today, half people did.
Yeah, yeah, and the reason for that, I presume, was the transportation in this
area. Yes, that's right, they wanted buses then, you see.
Yeah, and what type of transport was there in them days?
I got a walk, that was bike.
Walk and bike?
Walk and bike, yeah.
And did you have horses in them days?
Farmers used to have horses to eat in market.
Yeah, but the ordinary people couldn't afford them,
no,
I suppose.
No.
Yeah. How much would a horse be worth in those days?
Well,
what would you buy a good horse?
My uncle had two, what he bid £100 for once.
£100 would be £50 each?
No, £100.
£100 each?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was in those days?
In those days, yeah.
And what was the average pay in those days, Jack? Do you know? How much were you
earning? Somebody working
saying,
on the
30 shillings a week then.
And what year would this be, about 1920?
Something like that,
yeah.
And out of that, did you have any stoppages out of that money in them days?
Well, you lost wet time, I know that.
So if it was raining, you lost money?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And did you have to pay anything like national insurance or anything in them days?
Yeah, 9 months.
Nine months a week?
When it come out, I can't tell you when it come out again.
No.
Yeah.
That was 9 months a week then.
Yeah.
And did your 30 shillings go round? I mean, did you find it?
Yeah, that went further than what it does today, you know, when it goes today, yeah.
Yeah. And
well, there's some poor people about, you know, it's like the horses, isn't it? That's all some worth off others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was there a workhouse in this area in them days?
Ely, yeah.
So the poor people...
The tower, they call it the tower, don't you know? Yeah. That used to be workhouse. Yes.
That used to be the old workhouse,
that
didn't
it? Workhouse, yes, yes.
And that's where the poor people couldn't afford to live used to go, is it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I like to ask people is, was there a lot of employment in those days? Or what?
Yes, that seemed fairly well for employment at that time, didn't
it? So there wasn't a lot of people?
No, like
well, I mean, there was no dole, was there?
No, I want no dole then.
No. Were the pubs filled in the evenings in those, going back to the pubs?
No, there weren't a lot in, you know.
Not even in those
days? A few years ago in, you know, what, 40.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because tuppence in them days was a lot of money.
It was, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'd go out for sixpence. Even then, couldn't you?
You could go out for sixpence, could you? And
even then,
So it would have been a struggle to keep a public house even in those days?
Oh, that was a struggle for people to keep it. Like, mother, she had a job, because I lost my father when I was 7, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, there were 4 of us to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother brought you all up?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many of your relatives are alive today, brothers and
sisters? I've only got 2 sisters alive.
Yeah.
And 2 work up around there, like.
They both lived together, did they?
Yeah, they lived together, yeah.
Still in Stratton?
Yes.
Yeah, in the High Street.
My sister lived there. She lived there all life. She was 70.
Hmm. What about
77.
What about your school days? Where did you go to school, Jack?
I went in from school just here, this little one.
That's next door to your house, isn't
and
it?
And went up the top one, what they call the top school. They moved up there at 7.
Because we're in, what street are we in now,
High
Jack?
Street.
The High Street, in Stratton.
Yes.
Right at the very beginning of the High
Street.
Right,
yes. This is beginning of High Street.
Yeah, yeah. And how many were in the school? In the class,
well,
do you know? Was it a very big class?
Yeah, there were several children there, because they wanted them to your school. They never your school, which would like to be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they all ages in the same class?
Yeah,
or?
When your infants come here, you moved up the top of school when you were 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you got 12, I think it was 12, my sister's left at 12, you could pass exams, you could leave at 12.
Yeah.
But I'm 13 there, sorry, then, you see.
Mm. And what age did you actually leave school then?
11.
You left at 11?
11. I went on permits, you see.
On permits? What is permits? I think many of our listeners must remember this, but
they got them from the army. Well, also, I'm going to say there wasn't a war act then, but the government used to issue them permits when you were 11. You get a chance to go on the land, you see, work. Mm. They just last 3 months, and then you can renew them like you do any other license, you see. Mm. They kept renewing mine until I got old enough to leave school.
And so you left school at 11, and you never returned?
Never went back more, no.
Was it hard work? I mean, 11 years old, you couldn't have been very, very big,
no,
could you?
No, I wasn't very big then, no.
But, do you know how much you were getting?
£6 a week, I think.
£6 a week? Yeah. For what hours would that be, Jack?
7 or 4.
7 till 4?
Yeah. Or 7 or 5 if you stop at dinner. You know, yeah. If you didn't stop at dinner, you'd leave all 4. But...
Do you think you had to be a lot tougher in those days?
Yeah, I believe you did. They were more harder work than it is today, on the land. Yeah. A lot harder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did they used to cut the corn in them days, Jack?
Well, they mowed it where I worked first.
Yeah. What tool did they used to use?
Sawing, just, have you ever seen a sawing?
A hand side, was it?
Yeah, well, just swing like this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got one on the arm, he looked dry.
I should think that took some doing, didn't it?
Ah,
having
yeah,
a day.
Yeah. But what I used to do when I was a boy working for my uncle, like when I left 11, he used to mow it, another one used to gather it in sheaves. I used to make the bands, put the bands on, and I used to tell them like that, you see.
And that was when you were a boy, wasn't it?
I was a boy, yeah.
Yeah. Your job was to
and
tie
I used
the
to have a, when they used to shock it up, you know, you set the sheaves up in a row of shocks. Stoke, some people call them, don't they?
Yeah.
You used to hand rake in between the shocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was to dry them out, was it?
That's, yeah, that's yeah. Right, yeah.
Before the threshing.
Threshing on, yeah.
And how was the threshing done in them days? Did you get involved in that at all?
Oh, yes, engine, drum and jack straw and that, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how were the engines driven?
Coal, steam.
Steam engine, really?
Yeah, yeah.
The old threshing engine?
Old threshing engine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you were really pleased to get home in them days.
Oh, dust, I can never stick the dust very well, you know.
No.
Mm. Yeah. Got on your chest.
Chest too much, yeah. Mm.
How long did the harvest take to get in? Would it be?
5 or 6 weeks. Sometimes longer than that.
Sometimes it takes 5 or 6 weeks today.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, see, they get later today with these combines, don't they? I mean, they got to wait till the corn's ripe. Well, that makes them.
Yeah.
Harvest later, don't it? But they don't start so soon, do they?
So you started sooner in the old days?
You start earlier then, you see.
Was the corn green?
That used to, not green really, but that ripened in the shocks, you see, when you got it cut and stood up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you spent so many, the farm you worked on when you left school, how long were you there? You know, when you went
through. About 3 years.
About 3 years,
yeah.
Yeah. And then where did you go on from there?
I went to Wesley then.
Wesley's,
yeah. I stopped there 7 years.
Where was Wesley's farm, Jack?
That was in this farm on this corner here.
That's where the petrol station
the petrol
is
station
now
is,
in Streatham, isn't it? To
and
the
used to have an engine workshop over the other way. He used to keep playing on engines. I never had nothing to do with them. That was the same mind, but I was on the land side and he was on the agriculture side. Like. He said, play on engines, go out, you know, play on land and that, you know.
Yeah, they didn't have tractors in them days, did they?
No, no.
It was all horse-drawn, was it?
No, they weren't no tractors, a bit here for years. You see a tractor, you thought they're doing well, you know.
Yeah. And how many horses used to pull the plough normally in them days?
Two or three,
yeah.
All depends how deep you want to play it.
Yeah.
Did you ever work the horses yourself?
Yes, yeah.
Because I was talking to an uncle of mine.
Looked after him too.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a horsekeeper over here. I was about 16, 17, I took the old horsekeeping over here.
Mm-hmm.
Used to fetch 6 of them up mornings.
What time did you start in the mornings in them days?
Well, I should have been half at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, get them up and give them feed before. So I got to feed before they had a hard work like.
Yeah. And what time did you used to bed the horses down at night after your day's work?
You got done when other people did, 4 o'clock, half past 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And you'd have to feed the horses again, of course, then.
Nothing more that day.
No more that day?
No,
just one feed a day.
What do you call rack them up then, you see, for night, and
they'd
be ready next morning when you want to feed them again.
Yeah. Were they ever obstinate, you know?
Oh, yes, he had some roughings, yeah.
So you were there at this other farm for, what, 7 years, were you?
7 years there,
yeah. And then you went to work on the...
Let's see, where'd I go then?
The railways, wasn't it?
Oh, I know, I went down... That's me think there. No, I went on the farm where I left. Where I was when I left, if you know what I mean.
Where you left school?
No, where I worked along.
Oh, I see.
I went to work for a man down there then for a while, and then I had a job on the... They told me I'd look him out and go on the railway. Well, I went on the railway then.
Mm.
That 13 months, and then he had me back again.
Did he?
The same man, yes, I went to work for him.
What was the idea of you going on the railway in them days? Why did you go on the
railway?
More money. More money, and how much more would you get from what you were earning in those days?
Yeah, I got 30 on the land. That's about £2.
£2 on the railway, railway. So, yeah, so you were 10 shillings a week better.
That's off, yeah.
And what part of the railways did you do?
Plate land, if you like.
You did plate laying?
But that when we put arm siding in.
You put a siding in?
Yeah, arm siding.
Yeah. And that was to a farm, was it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And this is rather unusual, isn't it? Well, unusual from today's point of view, because it ended up at the farm.
On the farm where the... Well, just the side, the railway run the side, obviously. They had to make it up to it, so they could draw in there and load up, and or leave the trucks and load up and then fetch it at night.
What did they do before the railway siding was put in, Jack?
They used to take it down to Streatham Station.
You used to take it down to Streatham Station. Yeah, was anything carried on the rivers in them days?
Yeah, they take some things down. Sugarbeet used to go water very often, but daily. Yeah.
Because of the original mill that's there now today?
Yeah. I don't think there's any barges good in any of there.
No.
No, there's all lorry work.
Only the clay barges, I think.
That's right.
Summertime is with us once again. Flowers bloom and everywhere again. And the cold days of winter are behind us now. And the springtime promises all come true. Trees and grass and bushes green again. The sky so blue, I don't remember when. The cold days of winter took the sun away. But the springtime promises all came true. It's summertime now, so please don't throw it away. Winter will be with us once again. Flowers dying everywhere again. Summer will be far behind, and the springtime promises soon forgotten. Grass and bushes are withered and the trees are bare. Dark and cloudy skies and people in despair. And the warm days of summer seem so far away. And the springtime promises still forgot. It's winter time, so you've got to wait a while for the springtime promises to come true. Now the newborn year has come once more. Gentle showers awake us as before. The time when all promises are now made true, and the springtime sun returns anew. Soon the earth will turn to green again, flowers will burst forth soon to bloom again.
Now this road that we, which the end of your street, the High Street, it comes onto the Soane Road, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that used to have a certain name, didn't it?
That was a military road, that was.
Why was it so called? Why was it so
called? Because the military had it. That's when they put them bridges down. You see, pontoon bridges of the First War.
Yeah.
They call it Millet Road, didn't you?
Was it just a dirt track before, would it be?
Oh, yeah, drove down there, yeah.
Mm. And this would be to where, Wickenford?
Yes, Wickenford, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a shortcut to Newmarket, I presume, was that the idea of the construction of that?
Yeah,
taking them through to
Army
Newmarket.
Army had that, you see, they took it over.
To get through to Newmarket.
Yeah, sure.
You said earlier that if you had some wet time, of course you didn't get any...
You didn't get paid for wet time.
So how did you exist then?
Well, I don't know, a bit rough. A bit short that week. Yeah.
But were you paid in kind as well as money? You know, you worked on a farm. I mean, were you given potatoes or...?
Oh, no. Well, no. No. You could always have a few if you want any, you know, when you...
Mm.
Well, done the daytime, you know, we'll spring some on if you want it, let's just bring some on.
Do you think there was more respect in them days for the farm worker towards the farmer, or do you think it's better today?
Oh, better today, I think. I think that's a lot better today.
Do you think you were a little bit under the thumb in those days?
It was then.
Mm.
Yeah. You'd do as you were told in them days.
That's
you?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You tell them what to do with it, like they would today, telling to you.
Of course, you've always lived at Streatham, haven't you?
Yes, yeah.
You must have seen it changing a great deal.
Yeah.
How big was the village when you can first remember it? I mean, how many people
lived there? About 1,000 population, then, around about there, I think it was, about 1,000.
Was it?
I think you can remember the first council houses built in this village, can you not?
Yes, them down Needy Road there, they first.
Yeah, because they're the first council houses you see, aren't they?
Down Needy Road there.
They come from the Ely.
That's right, the first one.
Can you remember when the windmill was working?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that working when the council houses were first built?
Yes, yeah.
That was still working?
Still working then, yes, yeah.
And that'd be about 50-odd years ago, would it, Jack?
That's, I used to go up there, they used to grow corn for us, what my sisters used to glean.
Did they?
Yeah, they used to glean it. And
how much would they get from
it? And the farmer would thresh it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to take the wheat up there and man used to grow it for us.
Mm. How much did they used to get, do you think?
Their four-come harvest.
Yeah.
Four-come they had that 1 year, anyway. And one bag of corn with it.
What pay would they get, Jack?
What, my sisters?
Yeah.
They wouldn't get nothing.
That would just be a job.
They'd pick that up for themselves, you see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they had that. We used to have a bread, but they used to bake bread, you see, then, with flour.
Yeah.
They used to have homemade bread always.
What about meat in those days? What kind of
meat? Mother, they used to keep pigs, so we used to have plenty of meat, you know.
Did you salt it?
They salt it down, that's right, they were pigger.
Did you used to kill it yourself in them days?
Well, the butcher used to.
The butcher used to
come and kill it for you, but salt it and have lamb.
Yeah,
we had more meat than we'd get there, I think. That was deer then, it was deer.
So the local butcher was the slaughterman as
well? Yes, he did for years.
Because I'm always told that people years ago used to eat a lot more than they do today. Do you agree with that?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that was better food years ago, because I mean, that got more stay in it than it is today, wasn't it?
Mm.
I mean, you make your own bread and get your own meat, that was good going, wasn't it?
When you used to take packed up, can you remember what your mother used to pack you up?
Yeah, meat.
Yeah.
Meat most days.
And what?
The salt pork.
How big would that be?
What, bread?
No, your meat. How much? Would it be a chop?
Much as you want it.
Yeah,
what you like.
Yeah. And?
If they have a good lump of bread, and cut a hole in the middle, stick a bit of butter in that, margarine if you ain't got no butter, and then this bit of meat with you, you know, a good bit of meat. Yeah, they used to live well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get homemade butter off the farm in them days if you wanted it?
No. No, I don't know. You got to buy it if you want it, like, in the shop.
We often hear people say that the weather in those days, like the winters, were a lot harder.
Well, they used to, I think they were sharper then, told me what. We know we had 1 or 2 years sharp, but they used to be sharp that time of day.
Well,
farm work was cold old job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You never got no shelter that time of day. Not when you had your breakfast out in the field, you got to stand there with the horses and feed the side of them.
And I suppose you'd plough in the wet if you could.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Otherwise you'd lose your pay.
Oh, I'd lose the pay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did the men that looked after the horses get any more pay than the workers?
Yes,
he
used to get more, shilling a day more.
A shilling a day more?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was for his duties of looking
That's
after the
right,
horse.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. When the railway siding was finished, you then went back to farming,
Yeah, I went back again, yes.
Yeah. What farm was this?
Well, a man named Morton got it then.
Mm-hmm.
And
Is this the farm, because you were a foreman, weren't you?
Yes.
Is this the same farm?
The same farm, and I wasn't foreman that time, Then my Morton had it, and then, well, he went bankrupt, I think, what I remember. Yeah, they'll know that if I say that, but I don't know if he's still alive, not.
He left the farm, and then who took it over?
The old lady took it after him, what belonged to it, you know, she took it on, but she had another man come overseer for him, you know, farm it for him. And then later on, and Tom Reed got it, or looked after it, I took the job for another man, give up, you see, so I took it on.
And then that
was put up for sale, and the lady died, and the same man, Mr. Hopkins, bought it then. And I carried on with him, you see.
So you must have noticed the change when machinery came in.
Oh, blimey, see, my boss, last one there, Hopkins, he had no end machines in it.
But I suppose every machine he brought, that made your job that little bit more easier, didn't
it? Yes. Oh, I had some good bosses. He was a good boss, man, Hopkins.
In the early years, when there wasn't the machinery about, I suppose the farms employed more manpower, did they?
Oh, yes, they had to have more that time of day, didn't they?
And a lot more women as well.
A lot more women, yes. There used to be a lot of women there since I've been down there.
So the larger type of farms, how many would you say would be employed in the old days, in the early years, on a farm?
Well, that'd be three times more than a day.
Three times more?
Yeah, they would. They want more.
So
than
in other
there.
Words, the machinery is cut out.
So they don't seem to set nobody on there when they leave, you know. After, when they retire, they're at arms, they don't know how to set anybody on. Since they left, didn't you? As they retire, like they keep doing them, they grow more corn, you see, so they can combine it, and that's easier.
What type of crops did they grow in the old days, then, other than corn? There was the sugar beet, which you've mentioned.
There weren't many sugar beet, that, well, not early part, but they did get it later years, you know. They just got wheat, barley, and oats, beans.
Do you think that farming today, you know, it's changed, they don't leave fields fallow anymore, do they?
No. Well, they just have a bit of fallow then, they'll follow.
Yeah.
A lot of them just got a bit of brank, you know, to do that.
Because we always hear about the soil, you know, eroding and everything, and these same blows. Do you think farmers have done wrong by pulling up hedges and...
Yes, I do.
You do?
Oh, yes, yeah. That boss I worked for last, Mr. Hopkins, he was the one that set trees. I'll show you a lot of trees that we set down there at the Tundee, took a farm on. Windbreak, they call it, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, look, dealing with the dykes, I think they're doing wrong, you know. I think the land lay wet, dealing with the line dykes in. They made the field so big, I think, they can't drain them as well, can they?
No, because they made them so big, so they can use the plant machine.
That's
the farmer's excuse.
Oh, yes, that's excuse. Yeah, that's what they do it for, yeah.
And of course, a lot of the wildlife has gone as well with it, hasn't it?
That's right. They don't want no edges and that for machinery today. They want, so they can keep going with them, like, you know.
And what kind of wildlife in those days can you remember that aren't in the fen today?
Oh, there's not a lot of pheasants.
There are a lot of pheasants, yeah. Grouse.
And partridges. I know there weren't no grouse, anyway.
There wasn't any grouse.
There used to be several wild ducks
come
in, you know, down that way.
And did you have many foxes in them days?
Yeah, a few about there. Yeah. Odd ones, but not so many as they get some by.
And what about water animals such as otters and things like that? Were there any of those around in them days?
No, never was talking about that bit in them.
No, because the dykes weren't around in them days to drain the land, were they?
No.
Yeah. Were you allowed to shoot what you wanted?
No.
You won't?
No. Do they shoot you?
The farmer would shoot you if he caught you poaching.
Yeah.
And say, for instance, now the fields in those days, you say there wasn't the drainage ditches. We come on to another part now where surely something must have been used to drain off the water from the fields when they got flooded.
It was,
yeah. What kind?
They wanted that old paddle wheel down there.
This is the Stratton pumping station.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the Stratton pumping station was going? Can you remember going down there?
That old paddle wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I've seen that good.
How did that used to gush the water through? Fairly fast?
Yeah, fairly. Well, that kept the fen dry there several years.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell you when they put the one inside of it. I don't know.
They put a diesel engine.
That's right. And they put one down the cam after that to help the other one, you see.
Did you ever go inside the pumping station when it was working?
Yeah.
How did it sound then?
A bit noisy.
And what about stoking the boilers? Did you know anybody who stoked those? I bet they took some
Yes, sir.
Feeding, because they're ever such long things, aren't they?
I think most of them were dead,
These boys would used to drive the paddle speed. Were you able to hear this in the village, the pump going?
No, we couldn't hear nothing, no paddle wheel.
You couldn't hear anything of it going?
No. She would shoot the water through fairly fast.
Yes, I used to come through there good stroke. But the people in the room, they ain't interested in that, you know, they don't go down there and look at it. No, nobody, a lot of people come from away and look at it.
What's the worst state you've seen around here in, you know?
What, the floods?
Do the floods or, you know, when people were the worst off or?
Floods, I've seen three or four lots. Bad lots, you know.
Did the pumping station cope with them in them days then?
Managed
to draft them.
Of course, the land used to get flooded a lot, you know, then.
Yeah.
I think 1947 was the worst I see it.
How was it round here in 1947?
Well, I never got up this way, you see. I come up Military Road, you know.
This is the Somme Road.
This is the Somme Road, or Newmarket, they call it now. I got up there. Not above half a mile out of the village, hardly that.
What's that noise we can hear now?
That's a donkey.
That's a donkey?
That's a donkey.
That's a donkey, yeah.
One owned in the village, is it?
Just over the road, yeah.
So some things...
That's only one
some things there. Haven't changed, then.
No, there used to be a lot of donkeys there, I think, but that's only one in the village near, like a four-legged donkey, I'll say.
Yeah.
But there used to be a lot of donkeys, Billy, one time.
They were working donkeys.
A lot of old men used to happen to go to work with, you know, car, isn't it? Yeah.
If you had your time all over again, Jack, would you go through it the same way, or? I mean, I know you had to go into the farming.
Yeah, I think I should go back on the farm again.
Yeah.
Though I ain't a mechanic in mind, that's why I shouldn't be no good now.
No.
I never was.
You've had a good life on the farm.
Yes, I had some good times and I had some rough ones, but I liked it all right.
It was a hard life in them days.
But that's healthy work, really, you know.
You must have met some real old characters, didn't you?
We had some good times, we had some bad, I suppose.
What did you used to do when you used to come home at night from working in the fields? Did you...
Very soon go to sleep.
You were too tired to go out and enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, the work was so hard in those.
Really knocked up.
Did you used to work 7 days a week in those days?
Or... No, only six.
You used to work six full days, did you?
Yes, there weren't no half-day Saturdays that time when I first started.
Yeah.
You got to work the long one Saturday, the other day, you see.
And on a Sunday you rested, did you?
That's right, yeah.
And that's the day you had off to enjoy yourself?
Yeah, that's the day, yeah.
Was there more of a community spirit in the village then, do you think? I mean, how did people fare, so
we're saying? Well, we used to have a social club up the road, you know, that time of day. If you want to go in the evening, you could. After you got 14.
You weren't allowed in until you were 14?
14, no.
That was on top of all the pubs.
Eh?
That was on top of all the pubs, brother.
Yeah. That wasn't licensed, though.
Do you used to have village dances there and things like that?
No, yes, sir. Played billiards.